This is the Catholic Insider. Hello and welcome to the Catholic Insider. I'm Father Roderick. Today, part two of the recording I made during the game of ice hockey at the MTS Center in Winnipeg, a match between the Canadian Manitoba Moose and the American Syracuse Crunch. In the first episode, you heard how the Americans took the lead. Will the Manitoba Moose be able to fight back? Let's go back to the stadium and find out. Enjoy.
What are you selling?
50-50 tickets.
Oh, I think I already got one. No, that's the wrong one. That's a train ticket.
How you doing?
I got one.
Excellent. Well, that's the winner. That's the winner?
That's the winner. It's a lottery ticket that you can buy and kind of supports the Manitoba Moose Yearling Foundation. And you know what strikes me? It's like halftime now, so everybody's getting a drink here. I'm walking the ring that surrounds the arena, or the stadium. What strikes me is that you see so many families here. They're trying to sell those 50-50 tickets all over the place. Lots of kids. And one of the things that they do here is what is this?
There's Cindy Clawson there that won all the gold medals.
Yeah,
you can stand cool. Over there. Stand in front there.
Oh, all right, we'll take another picture. So this is she's got like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 gold medals. Uh-oh. Someone just walked in.
A little bit of a flash on because I can't. I can't stop, but you can see her.
It's cool.
And the bison or the buffalo.
Yeah, she's like 2 times bigger than I am. It's a huge poster. So they keep the entrance fee very low. We got to get back. Got to get back to our seats. So that families actually can come here with their kids. And so it's very family friendly, which is quite different from what I understand from other places, other matches or stadiums. I think the owners are Catholic, so they promote family. I've already got my 50-50 ticket. Everywhere you walk, you can smell nacho cheese, chips, popcorn. What's that? Grill? If I hadn't just eaten, I would eat again. It smells delicious here. Coffee. Here again, nachos, burgers, and beer. Now, there seems to be a Canadian coffee store that is just as famous, or perhaps even more famous than Starbucks in the United States. They have the best coffee of Canada, so of course I have to try that out as soon as possible. It's called Tim Hortons. They also have a coffee store here, and the coffee smell fills the air. Cinnamon, coffee, chocolate. Can we go in, or we have to wait?
Well, he said that you were on the wrong side.
Yeah, we're on the wrong side.
Are we?
One more to the
oh
right.
My good.
We're always on the wrong side.
It looks just the same. Here's a guy walking around with a huge bucket of popcorn. Trying not to spill any.
Right here.
Oh, I got confused with the Tim Horton. Oh, here we are. 113, 112, and 212. All right. Players have entered the field, so we cannot go to our seats right now. We have to wait for the next commercial break. And just like in soccer, they switched sides. So we are now looking at the back of the Manitoba Moose goalie. And let's hope that he will not get into trouble more than he got in the first half. This is funny, this kind of organ music is reminiscent of what you see also in boxing games in the United States. Is that a real guy playing the organ, or is it pre-recorded?
Oh,
there they go.
Used to be a real guy. I don't know if it still is.
There's a huge fight going on. All of a sudden, these two players start punching each other. The referees are now keeping two Americans at bay. Man, they're being shut out of the arena. Man, that was violent. Both teams were hitting each other. It was just one big wriggling pile of players. All their hats are on the ground. All their helmets are lying on the ice. Whoa, that got violent all of a sudden.
Who was up there? I didn't see any of it.
It's just crazy. You can see it on the. They're showing it in slow motion what's happening. So there's this. Number 13, who's a guy from Winnipeg, starts punching. Oh man, starts punching the hat of one of those Americans. And one of the other Americans comes to help his buddy. And then all hell breaks loose and the whole team starts fighting. As far as I can see, it was one of the Manitoba Moose that got pretty violent. Whoa. All right. And, I've got the slight feeling that this is actually part of the entertainment. Because all of a sudden the whole stadium was cheering. They're showing the whole fight in close-up, in slow motion. So it looks actually even more dramatic. Wow. Now the referees are talking to each other, probably trying to figure out what really happened and who started, and of course, what the penalties are going to be. So what's the worst thing that can happen after a fight like that?
The player could be kicked out and suspended for one or more games if it was intentionally to hurt someone or that sort of thing. The normal penalty would be they'll sit in the penalty box for 5 minutes.
Right. But here both teams are fighting, so it's kind of hard to say there's only, both were contributing to the trouble. Okay, I thought they were going to announce something, but it's another commercial break.
A lot of times the players will initiate a fight to try to get their team back in it, to try to raise morale or to get the crowd into it. Sometimes it's just two guys who don't like each other.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to tell.
Watching the replay, these guys, they wanted to fight, right? The guy dropped his gloves and
they're just going at it.
And I'm surprised this guy didn't break his hand because he's hitting him right on the helmet. See, there's the guy that jumped on. That's a bad penalty. You're not allowed to jump on after.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the referees are now writing down stuff on a notepad. And they're debating what they should do. Time, of course, is frozen. 18 minutes and 11 seconds. The Americans are still leading the game. The fight has had an energizing effect on the crowd. They're definitely making more noise than before the intermission.
The guy who jumped on, he's being kicked out of the game.
Whoa! That's why everybody was cheering.
Same idea, he may either be kicked out or they can give a misconduct, which could be 5-10 minutes or longer. But if he's going to the dressing room, I'm not sure what's happening yet. I guess we'll have to wait to hear what all the penalties are.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like he's sent home. Number 13. That was the guy who actually started punching on the head of one of the Americans. Manitoba Moose mascot is actually playing air guitar now, somewhere in the crowd. Oh, he's opposite, on the other side of the stadium. The penalties have just been announced. And as you can hear, the audience is not happy. They don't agree.
I don't know. Did they look at the game tape or what?
I don't. Wow. Did they see that up?
So what happened? Well,
they, after all of that, they didn't give any of the Syracuse guys a penalty.
Oh, boy.
So the Moose are in big trouble. They have two men short for a long time. 5-3.
Wow. This is getting very dangerous for the Manitoba Moose, severely outnumbered. Oh, that was almost a second goal. As if you, whoa! Did you hear that? It was another, the puck was again launched in our direction. So the puck hit the glass. If this glass wall was not in front of me, I would have been hit in the head. Whoa, book, another one. That was another Canadian attack.
Penalty to Syracuse.
Penalty?
Penalty against the Americans.
Excellent. Well, excellent for the Manitoba Moose, of course. I gotta stay very neutral in this. A penalty, that's another chance for the Canadian team. So one of the players was tackled or floored?
The Syracuse guy stuck his stick between the other guy's legs.
Ouch.
So he tumbled over and the referee had to call a penalty. So.
Okay, there we go.
Syracuse penalty time, 10 feet to Westcott, 2 minutes for tripping. Time of penalty 6:05. Westcott, 2 minutes for tripping and
6-5.
Oh, almost. Oh, that was like three shots on the goal. But the goalie was blocking them all. How will this end? Will the Manitoba Moose be able to score? Have guessed what happened. The Manitoba Moose scored their first goal of the game. And we can see the replay in slow motion on the screens on top of the playing field. That is exactly what they needed right now, with only 9 minutes and 40 seconds to go. Uh-oh. This was almost the beginning of a new fight here at the American or the Manitoba Moose goal. You can see that the American team is frustrated by this sudden turn of events.
There's a red light out there behind the refs. There's a red light lit.
Yeah.
That means there's a commercial going on TV, so they start the play here.
Okay.
The red light goes off, it starts.
They know they're on the air again. Yeah. And the game is going to start again. Last 9 minutes. And of course, both teams now want to score. So you can bet that it's going to be very aggressive from now on, because I think the team that scores now has a huge chance of actually taking away the game. Now, judging from the speed of the game, I would have expected more goals, since it's going so fast. But we only had two goals. But there's definitely more action, more excitement and adrenaline than in soccer, where you can have long periods of just playing back and forth and nothing really happening. And here it's constant action. Another fight here. Another fight here. Two players were pursuing each other, and then it got violent, and one of the players used his elbow to kick the other one in the face. That wasn't too nice. So was this a penalty situation?
Yeah, the Syracuse guy elbowed the captain of the Moose in the head, so he's going off. Here's a replay. He watches first his stick and then here.
Oh, yeah.
And then he, there.
Oh, he just squarely hits him in the head.
Yeah, you can't do that.
So. I suppose not.
Well, you can, but you get a penalty.
Yeah, you pay the price. Okay, so it's now power play for the Manitoba Moose. That's at a very important moment during the game, with only 6.5 minutes to go. If they can score now, they'll get a lot of people very excited here in the audience. Ooh. the Americans have the puck. Almost a goal. Good save from the goalie. Blocked the puck with his knee. Manitoba Moose scored their second goal. Three red lights are flashing behind the goal of the Americans to indicate that this was definitely a goal. No doubt about it. You can see it in slow motion. So the power play paid off for them. 2-1. And another fight. Number 11 against number 11, and they are punching each other in the chest. The referees are trying to get them on the side. The referees don't do anything, they're just watching. Oh, and number 11 keeps punching the American in the face, and they just keep fighting. Okay, now the referees are separating them. That was special, to say the least. Three referees just watching how two players play beat each other to the punch. So why didn't the referees interfere?
I don't know why. They just let them go till they
got tired.
Well, it's usually when they fall on the ice, they stop it. Now they weren't falling, so I don't know how come you let them go that far.
Okay.
Last minute of play, the second period.
We've entered the last minute. Only 50 seconds to go. And the Manitoba Moose are now just trying to keep the puck as far away from their goal as possible. Half a minute, but the Americans have the puck now. Oh, and that was another shot at the goal. Puck just came flying straight in our direction again. Thank goodness for this glass wall. Ooh. Yeah, counting down. 3 seconds. Really, it's exciting. Very cool. So they won?
No, there's another period.
Oh, there's another period. I thought this was the end of the game. So they have three periods.
Three periods of 20 minutes stop time.
All right. Well, I guess it's time for a bio break, as they call it.
April 5th.
And we'll get back to you for the final part of this game. Will the Manitoba Moose keep their lead, or will they lose it again to the Americans? We'll discover very soon. The last 4 minutes of the game.
Here we go.
Manitoba Moose still leading with
two
points against a Crunch with only 1 point.
Oh. 50-50 tickets.
Close, but not close enough.
No, no cigar. We play Canadian football here too, and the stadium seats about 30, almost 40,000 people. And when they have these 50-50 draws, they'll get up to one of them. I think it was $25,000. It was just an incredible amount of money for spending $2.
The last 2 minutes and 44 seconds. Manitoba Moose still leading with 2 points against 1 point for the Americans. The crunch. For the American team, it's got to be a last-ditch attempt at scoring, at least leveling with the Canadian team in points.
There we go.
There's about 1 minute left. If they're still down one, they'll pull their goalie out and put an extra attacker.
Right.
So they have an extra player.
Yeah, so they can.
The only bad thing is if the other team gets possession, all they have to do is push it in.
And just walk to the goal.
Or shoot it from anywhere. It goes in, that's it. You get a goal. That's icing. It goes across three lines. It's icing. It's got to go all the way back. All the way back to the end now. Careful.
The last minute has started and the Americans now have
to the
no
other
protection of the goal. Oh, the Manitoba Moose have the ball. There you go. That was the big risk of leaving the goal unprotected. Putting an extra player in the field. Manitoba Moose got the puck and shoved it right into the goal. 3-1. The Manitoba Moose are certain of the victory. 40 seconds left.
The next match of your Manitoba Moose is next Friday, Saturday night.
last 20 seconds. Puck is now on the Canadian side. And there we go. Last 5 seconds. That Canadian victory. It's also the end of this episode. The game is over, and also this episode, this podcast is over. Thank you for hanging out with us here in the stadium of Winnipeg during this hockey game. I hope you enjoyed the sounds, and make sure you keep an eye on the website sqpn.com for more updates here from Canada. First from Winnipeg, and then later on from Toronto and Montreal. And if you're in the area and you want to meet me, you can find more information on where I will be these upcoming days, also on the website of sqpn.com and on my Facebook page.
I think last season they were on this.
Feedback is welcome on the listener feedback line, plus one if you're outside the United States, 206-202-4455. And of course, you can also post your comments under each episode on the blog. From wintry Winnipeg, I'm Father Roderick signing off for today. Thanks for listening. See you next time, and God bless.
SQPN, the best in Catholic podcasting.